主耶稣，我们把今天早上聚会交在你的手中，愿你自己的灵做工在这里，也求你帮助我们在这里讲的和翻译的都蒙你的圣灵感动，能够把你所要说的话说得明白。 Lord, I ask you to anoint Johnny at this time for his first inaugural interpretation before the congregation. Lord, I ask you to use him in his life. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. 本来今天不应该我讲道，因为我原来还在放假中间。
But I'm still supposed to be on vacation.
但是我既然回到这里，一毛弟兄跟我说，周弟兄，周牧师，你一定要讲道啊。
But when I returned, Brother Yimao Chen said, Peter, you have to speak.
啊，我推来推去推不过他。
Could not refuse him.
所以今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹交通一些度假的事情。
So I'm going to speak on some relevant topics today.
有些人大概觉得我还不像度假，因为出去的时候，礼拜天在各地还是照样讲道。
Some people say when I vacation, I really don't vacation because I think and worry a lot.
啊，我到了每一个地方，他们还要请我讲道，所以我事实上并没有休息。
Everywhere I go, they ask me to preach, so I'm really not on vacation.
但这次我觉得很安慰，因为我太太跟我女儿写了一封信。
But this time, I was really peaceful because my wife and my daughter wrote a letter.
她告诉 Margaret 在台湾，她说你的爸爸现在有点进步了。
The letter said, "Your father has improved."
他这次有一点像度假的样子。
There's some semblance of a vacation.
因为我们这次出去也没有一定的人要看。
Because this time when we went out, there was no one we had to see.
没有一定的事情要做。
There's nothing we had to do.
没有一定的地方要去的。
There's no place we had to go.
早晨几点钟起来就几点钟吃早饭。
We wake up, we eat breakfast.
晚上几点钟想睡觉就是睡觉。
When we feel like sleeping, we sleep.
所以实在是没有什么计划。
So there's no plan whatsoever.
你在一个人忙惯了以后，很不容易安静下来。忙惯了以后 ，used to business.
When you're used to business, it's hard to slow down and relax.
但是这一次出去的时候，主也给我一句话。
But this time when I was on vacation, God spoke to me.
在诗篇四十六篇第十节，我们一起来读一下。
In Psalm 46, verse 10.
诗篇四十六篇第十节，我们只读前面半节。主的话说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。Be still.
Be still and know that I am God.
主的话这样简单地告诉我们说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
God says, be still and know that I am God.
这里两件事情是很清楚的，第一个要休息。
These things are very clear. The first one is to rest.
第二，要知道。
The second one is to know.
知道什么呢？
What do we know?
知道他是神。
To know that he is God.
这个字休息中文翻译很好。
This word still translated in Chinese is very simple.
实在这个字也很不容易翻译。不容易翻译。
But it's not easy to translate.
因为这个字原来的字根呢，它希伯来文的意思是叫 Rafa.
In Hebrew, still means Rafa.
这个 Rafa 这个字什么意思呢？
What does Rafa mean?
如果大家圣经熟的话就知道在出埃及记有一次用到这个字。
If you're familiar with scripture, you know that it was used in Exodus.
在出埃及记十五章里面，主曾经这样对摩西说，我耶和华是医治你们的。
In Exodus 15:26, God said to Moses, what do you say?
I am the Lord who heals you.
I am the Lord who heals you.
希伯来文就是 Jehovah Rapha.
It means God heals.
那 Rapha 这个字实在是指的是医治，不是指的休息。
It means to heal, not to rest.
但是圣经里面许多地方 Rapha 这字出现都翻作医治。
But in the scripture in the Bible, Rapha is also translated as rest.
而在诗篇四十六篇里面，它却不能翻作你们要医治，对不对？好知道我是神。
In Psalm 46, it translates into "Be still and know I am God."
所以我就想这里的意思，休息乃是最好的医治。
So I think that the best translation.Is rest.
我们每一个人都需要休息。
Every one of us needs rest.
尤其如果我们长久的病下来，一定要休息。
Especially if we are very busy, we need rest.
Long illness, long time.
Even if we're sick, we need rest.
医生做医生就知道，没有一件比休息更能叫我们的体力完全得到康复。
Doctors say that there's nothing better than rest to heal illnesses.
所以既然这样子，我太太和我就有很多休息的机会，所以我们什么时候睡到什么时候起来就什么时候起来。
So me and my family had lots of rest.
主的话叫我们休息，我们就休息。
God says rest, we rested.
但是这是一个很不同的观念。
But this is in a different context.
从小到大，我们不大，我自己没有什么休息的观念。
When I was young to now, I really had no practice in resting.
我看见小孩子也是这样子，他们玩起来玩到疯都不想休息。
Children are the same way. When they play up a storm and they never rest.
一直到完全没有体力了，倒下来，差不多昏倒。
They play until they have no strength left, then they collapse in a.
这样才休息。
This is rest.
等到我们长大，我们做事也是马不停蹄，一直拼命往前冲。
Even when we're adults, we work and we grab all we can, never stopping.
你看那些做生意的人，一个礼拜六天不够的，要七天做事。
Nowadays, businessmen, 6 days is enough. They have to work 7.
前一阵子，我这几年有些时候去 Alabama.
A few years ago, when I went to Alabama.
前几年我去的时候，那个城里面都非常安静，礼拜天都没有人做生意的。
At that time, it was really calm and peaceful on Sundays. No one was working.
但是两年以前我到那里去，三年以前去的时候，弟兄们告诉我，周弟兄，这里改变了，法律改变了。
Last time I went, people told me.Brother Peter, this place has changed.
他说：“这里我们从前禁酒的法令啊，现在不通行了。
Prohibition law.
There's a prohibition law here.
从前他们南部的地方，每逢礼拜天不可以卖酒。
Before on Sundays, alcohol was not for sale.
现在都可以卖了。
Now it is.
所以他们就不需要休息，每天都开店做生意。
So now they don't have to rest on Sundays; they can open every day.
其实不光是做生意这样，很多的人弟兄姊妹们，我们中国人在这里出名的勤俭哈。”
Diligent. Chinese are known to be diligent.
Chinese people are known to be very diligent. So the boss orders him to work 5 days.
等到有需要的时候就变六天。
6 days.
礼拜天有时候一样加班。
7 days.
所以我们一年到头365天很少有休息的机会。
So we work 365 days a year with little time for rest.
但是神不是叫我们这样。
But God doesn't want us to be this way.
甚至地土神也叫他休息。
God wants us to rest.
在利未记里面讲到有一个叫做安息年。
In Leviticus, God talks about a sabbatical year.
意思就是说连我们所耕种的田地耕种的土地都需要休息。
God says, even the crops we sow and the land we till on needs rest.
每到第七年的时候地就享受安息。
Every seventh year, there's to be no,farming.
其实神当然也许神比我们更知道什么叫这个生态的保护 ecology.
God knows about ecology.
我的女儿是 Margaret 是这个她中学里面这个环保会的会长。
What? Ecology, the president of ecology.
Margaret is the president of her ecology club.
所以我们家很多汽水罐头从来不丢，一定要去 recycle， 一定要去再回收使用。
So she's very earth conscious.
但是你知道神并不是完全顾念土地。
But God doesn't just care about farming.
谁耕种土地啊？
Who farms?
是人耕种土地。
Man farms.
神所顾念的实在是人而不是地土。
而不是土地。God cares about man.
God cares for man, not dirt.
神要人每到第七年的时候在他的面前享受天然的安息。
Every seventh year, the Israelites were to rejoice and worship the Lord.
甚至圣经里面规定，每个第五十年的时候，就是七七四十九年之后，要享受双倍的安息。
Every 50th year, they were to have joyous celebrations.
所以四十九年也休息，五十年也休息。
So they rested on the 49th year and the 50th year.
一个人一生有两次喜年就不错了哈，这活过五十岁以上了。
If you live.
Over 50,
you're in good shape.
那么你知道，神要人休息。
God wants man to rest.
这是神造人基本上从创世纪开始的时候就这样告诉我们。
From the very beginning, this has been His law.
神造人之后第七天就安息了。
God wants man to rest on the seventh
day. 第六天安息，对不起啊，第七天whatever.
Okay.
第七天就安息了。所以你知道，神的创造中间有需要人安息的部分。
God wants us to rest.
等到主耶稣出来传福音的时候
，When Jesus came out to preach His word,
他也宣告说，这是神悦纳人的喜年
，the jubilee year of the Lord.
Jesus also emphasized that this was a year of jubilation.
主的话常常说，你们劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来得安息。
Jesus said, "Come to me, and you will find rest."
他说：“你们非劳苦重担，但在我这里能够安息。”
Your load is heavy, but I will carry it for you.
你们若负我的轭，学我的样式，就必享受安息。
You will enjoy the rest that I give you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你知道主的心意中间是要我们在他的里面有安息。
So God wants us to find rest in Him.
我想这节圣经是针对我的难处说的。
I think
诗篇四十六篇的话是对着我的需要说的。
Psalm 46:10 applies to me.
所以主说你们要休息，要知道我是神。
So God says, "Be still and know that I am God."
有一首诗歌，他的话就是用诗篇四十六篇写的。
There's a hymn written on Psalm 46:10.
他说你要休息，要知道我是神。Be still, my soul. The song.
Be still, my soul. That's the name of the hymn.
所以你就看见，常常我们心里面忙忙乱乱，许多的事情永远没有安息。
So in our daily busy lives, we have no time to find rest.
我们就不能够分辨神的旨意。
We cannot enjoy God's healing power.
我们就不能知道神到底在我们生命中间有什么祝福。
We cannot see His miraculous work in our daily lives.
所以我们今天在这里，我们看主的话这样告诉我们：你们要休息，要知道我是神，是在这个大的拯救。
So today, we'll talk about be still and know that I am God.
神不仅说我们要休息，并且更要知道他是神。
Not only rest, but also to know that He is the Lord.
你知道，我们常常觉得我们背负天下的重任。
We carry the burden of the world.
We carry the burden of the world.
好像我这份工作若是没有人做的话，天都要塌下来了。
It seems like if I don't do my job, the world's going to collapse.
因为我们尽忠职守，所以我们觉得我们做事很有意义。
So that's why we put so much time into our work.
但是事实上这里说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
But God says, "Be still and know that I am God."
到底谁是神呢？
Who is God?
是天空中的星球运作不息的。
Is it the heavens?
使地能够照着它一切惯常的轨道行动是谁呢？
Is it the earth?
神说他用他全能的命令托住了万有。
God holds the world in His hands.
所以你知道，我们常常觉得自己很有分量，就不愿意休息。
So that's why
we feel we're important.
We feel we're very important. That's why we do not need rest.
但是事实上怎么样？
But how is it actually?
我从这里离开大概有快要一个月了哈。
I left for about a month.
有时候我打电话回来。
Sometimes I called.
问问弟兄姊妹们情形如何。
Ask how's everything going.
有时候我出门 weekdays 还在这里跟弟兄姊妹们谈一谈。
Sometimes I'm here socializing on weekdays.
我发现没有我教会好像更好一点。Go ahead, tell them.
I have no idea what you said.
教会没有我更好一点。
Without me, the church seems to run better.
因为是神负的他教会的责任。
Because it's God's church.
我发现很多时候是这样，当我们做工作有两套的律。
There are two rules we follow.
一方面，常常神要我们努力的侍奉，殷勤的侍奉。
God wants us to work and work hard.
甚至在哥林多前书十五章里面告诉我们说，要竭力多做主工。
In Exodus,
no, in First Corinthians.
Oh, in First Corinthians.
神要我们说竭力多做主工。
Want us to endeavor.
God wants us to work hard.
但是另外一方面，神说你不要做工，要看我的工作。
And another scripture, God says, "You don't have to work. Look at my work."
所以圣经里就有情形，常常摩西对以色列百姓说：“你们要安静，你们要安静。”
So Moses often told the Israelites, "Rest, rest."
你们看耶和华为你们做的事情。
Look what Jehovah has done for you.
结果神就开红海，把埃及人淹灭了红海里面。
And the Lord parted the Red Sea and drowned all the Egyptians.
在这个约沙法王的时候，先知也对他说：“你要安静，看见神的作为。”
Josephus
also told the Israelites, "Rest and see God's work."
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里说你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Be still and know that I am God.
我这次到 Galveston 去看见那里的教会。
I went to Galveston to see a church there.
那个教会是非常特别的。
This church is very special.
在我们中间，也许有一些从中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹们。
There are some brothers and sisters from mainland China.
但是不是大多数。
But not a large number.
可是那个教会差不多清一色都是中国大陆学生组成的。
But that church was almost all from mainland China.
而他们在那里的情形非常特别。
And their situation is very special.
Galveston 是一个从前是一个旅游的圣地。
Galveston was a
tourist attraction.
Was a tourist attraction.
差不多100年以前相当繁荣。
About 100 years ago,
very prosperous.
It was very, very prosperous.
但是现在往下掉，没落了。
But now it's on the decline.
那里剩下来的人口不多，剩下来的只有一个比较大的大学。
And all that's left there is basically a college.
那里就很多的中国大陆的学生在那里医学院里面。
So there's a lot of mainland China students there.
我们有一位段弟兄在那里侍奉了很多年，他的太太也在那里读书，读医学院。
We've had a brother there for many years along with his wife.
两年多以前他来看我，他说周弟兄，他一面看一面掉下眼泪来。
Two years ago he came to me and he talked to me and he cried.
他说周弟兄，我在这边服侍了三年，传了三年福音，一个人都没有得救。
He said, brother, I've been preaching for the last 3 years and not one person has been saved.
他说我不知道主的旨意是什么，我明明清楚主把我带到那里，也要我传福音，可是却没有人得救。
I don't know what his will is. He brought me here, I preached the gospel, but there are no converts.
所以这一次我去看，我心里想去安慰他。
So this time I wanted to go and console him.
但是我到那里一看，竟然有个教会。
But when I went there, to my surprise, there was a church.
他告诉我说，弟兄变了，忽然一下变了。
He said, brother, it's changed. All of a sudden, it's changed.
他说今年年初有两个中国来的学生决定要信主。
Today, there were two students from mainland China that wanted to accept the Lord.
他们信了主以后，很快又把人带来听福音。
As soon as they became Christians, they brought more friends to hear the gospel.
以后有好些人受浸了。
And they were baptized.
他们就对段弟兄说，段弟兄，我们在这儿开这个教会好不好？
And they said, let's start a church.
段弟兄说你们如果开始教会的话就要挂上牌子，你们不能做秘密的基督徒了。
If you want to start a church, you have to put a sign out. You can't be closet Christians.
他说那有什么关系啊？
He says, what's the big deal about that?
所以他们就开始了聚会。
So they started a church.
可能这是在美国在美国这个国家第一个有中国大陆的学生组织的教会。
This could be the first church in America that started by mainland China students.
神的工作，神负着他自己的责任。
God takes care of his own.
那么段弟兄在那侍奉非常殷勤。
And our brother was very, very happy.
但另外，我以后又到了 Oxnard 那里。
Then I went to Oxnard.
Oxnard 那里他们也有一些好的消息。
There's also some good news from Oxnard.
他们那里有一位全世界工人去他们那里中间服侍了。Full-time minister.
They have a full-time minister there.
神预备他的工人和开展他自己的工作。
God uses his believers for his purposes.
当然有些地方你看见好像在工作的焦躁困难的状态里面。
Sometimes you see the work in difficulty.
But even with a full-time minister, the church still experienced some difficulties.
我也遇见一些教会他们传道人走了。
And...
No, the minister left.
Oh, the full-time minister left.
那么你要说为什么这样情形？
Why does this happen?
但是我们看见的都是片段的时间的。
But all we see are bits and fragments.
我们所看见是一段一段的时间，不晓得神整体的工作和计划。
We only look at the small picture, not God's big picture.
所以我想在整个的来说，神要负他自己工作的责任。
So looking at the big picture, I can say that God...
Picture.
Takes care of his own.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里神才能告诉我们说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
That's why God says, "Be still and know that I am God."
神要做神，要按照他的方法来调度、来管理、来分配。
God is in control. He wants us to rest and know that He is in control of every action of our lives.
有时候我们匆匆忙忙做很多的事情，结果神不能改变我们的决定。
Sometimes we're in such a rush to do everything that God cannot control our lives.
所以我相信诗篇46篇特别对传道人有重要的意义。
So I think that Psalm 46:10 applies especially to those who belong to Christ.
我心里非常欢喜快乐。
My heart was filled with joy and
happiness. 我发现在我这些度假的日子中间，我自己心情有个大的改变。
In my vacation, I found that I've changed a lot.
我发现我很喜欢放假。
I discovered I love vacations.
我发现我不喜欢做工。
I discovered I don't like working.
我发现我喜欢什么事都不做，在家里躺躺，很舒服。
I discovered that I like lying around doing nothing all day.
所以我跟这个 Steve Starr 说，我跟他讲，我来回遇见 Steve.
So I told Steve Starr.
我说有人说度假回来以后效率就特别好。
Some people, when they come back from vacation, laugh and say it was fine.
我想是我知道为什么。
I think I know why now.
因为你回家以后，工作堆一大堆，你没有效率就不行了。
Because when we go back, the work piles up a mile high.
但是弟兄姊妹们，神叫我们休息，要叫我们得以恢复，得以力量恢复。
But brothers and sisters, God wants us to rest and let Him heal us.
所以不仅是有七年当中一次的安息，每一个礼拜有一个安息日。
So not only do we have every seventh year of rest, but every week, a Sunday, we have a rest.
当我出去的时候，我发现我常常想念这里的弟兄姊妹们。
When I went out, I often thought of you.
那我也不能够每一个人打电话，对不对？
And I couldn't call everyone, right?
当然，最自然的就是祷告。
So the best thing to do was to pray.
我就发现，哦，原来侍奉主的人能够为弟兄姊妹祷告，像保罗一样祷告。
And I discovered that upon praying,
like Paul.
Like Paul.
因为保罗对教会的弟兄姊妹们，他对罗马的信徒教会，他也代祷。
Because Paul prayed for everyone.
他为哥林多的教会祷告。
He prayed for the Corinthians.
他为的腓立比的教会祷告。
He prayed for the Philippians.
他常常说，我感谢神。
He often said, I thank you, I thank the Lord for you.
在腓立比书里面，他说，我感谢神，并且为你们祷告的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祷告。
I thank the Lord for you, and when I pray for you, I pray with.Rejoice.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我发现保罗的侍奉有喜乐的。
So I discovered that Paul's attitude in ministry is correct.
他能够不是说的每一件事情都顺利。
Not everything went smoothly for him.
因为为哥林多教会，他也心里忧急，大有伤痛。
Because with the Corinthians, they caused a lot of trouble, and he hurt for them.
但是另外一方面，保罗还是相信神的工作。
But Paul believed in God's work.
他感谢神的作为。
He appreciates God's work and thank Him.
他看见神在他儿女中间做的事情的时候，他就心里欢喜。
He saw what God was doing with His children, and He praised the Lord.
他在腓立比书信里面就说，因为你们从头一天起就是同心合意的兴旺福音。
In Philippians 1:3-6, Paul thanked God for the Philippians.
那么弟兄姊妹们，所以侍奉主的人，一方面侍奉，一方面不觉得那个重担和压力。
There's no pressure.
我说的话都不是绝对的，一段时间有一段时间做，因为保罗有时候也有压力。
Because even Paul had pressure.
我知道简弟兄他工作非常忙碌。Brother Chen.
I know Brother Chen is very busy.
所以他今天来这里，我想也有主的意思，叫他好好休息。
So I believe that God called him here for a vacation.
好叫我们重新得力，能够应付前面的工作。
We need rest so we can continue God's work.
但是我自己发现，如果只是在假期中间懂得休息的话，恐怕还不够。
I discovered that it's not enough to rest in vacation.
所以我刚才说，神的恩典给我们不仅每七年安息，还每一个礼拜有一次安息。
So God, in His infinite grace, gave us a seven-year rest period and a day for rest out of every week.
而且我相信，当我们明白了神的恩典之后
，and when I discovered God's will.
我们一方面能够工作，一方面也有休息。
We need to work and rest.
我们能够在主里面得到安息，并且在主里面重新得力。
We need to work in the Lord and also rest in the Lord.
以赛亚书里面就告诉我们说，那个等候耶和华的要重新得力。Wait on the Lord, shall be
renewed of his strength. Isaiah says, "Wait on the Lord, and He shall renew you."
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是我发现我需要的经历。
This is what I discovered.
怎么样能够一面侍奉，一面不叫我们疲惫
？How to minister and without being tired?
那就是最大的、最大的要紧的发现，神才是负的你的责任。
This is
God who is responsible for you.
This is God is responsible for everything that you do.
所以这些道理，我相信弟兄姊妹都知道。
I trust you all know this.
其实我也早知道。
And I've known this all along.
但是真正做起来的时候，常常一下子忘记了主是我们后面力量的来源。
But often in our busy lives, we forget that God is the driving force behind us.
我们的电源要插在主耶稣的里面，才能够继续不断有生命力量供应。
Our electric plugs have to be plugged into God so we can go.
你知道今天我的话是对弟兄姊妹们那些。工作过度的人讲的。
My message today is aimed at you overworked people.
我不相信今天的话是对那些懒惰的人讲的哈。
I don't think this message is for the lazy people.
假如懒惰人说好极了，都不用讲休息，那大家一天天休息好了。
Because if the lazy people listen to this, they're never going to work again.
但是箴言书里面对懒惰的人也有警告。
But this is also kind of for the lazy people.
箴言 Proverbs 箴言里面讲到懒惰的人，他好像门在枢纽里面转动。
In Proverbs it says,
the lazy person like a spindle.
Lazy person is like a spindle.
他在门里面转来转去，什么地方也门还没有开呀、啊、
It's like a doorknob. You turn and turn, but the door never opens.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的话是平衡的。
So God's word is
balanced.
Balanced.
我们需要知道，我们是不是侍奉到一个地步，我们疲累了，因为我们过分了。
We need to know whether we're overworked or not.
我希望弟兄姊妹们在这些日子中间，因为孩子们也放假，有时候出去度假。
At this time, it's summer vacation. All the kids are out and playing.
度假的时候好好度假。
Vacation, we want a good vacation.
快快乐乐的度假。
A happy vacation.
像我一样，什么事都不要做。
Just like me, never do anything.
当然我的话不是光光停在这里而已。
But the word doesn't stop here.
因为神叫我们知道，我们不应当忘记神今天在宝座上面掌权。
Because we should never forget what God has done for us.
我们教会弟兄姊妹们都是非常辛劳侍奉的，我知道。
In the church, we are all very
diligent.
我那一天在华学生还没有生产的时候去看了他一下 ，Sister Han.
That day I visited Sister Han.
她已经快要生产，上个礼拜生产了，是不是
？And I guess she gave birth last week.
Yeah. 那么等到我们看完之后，她忽然问一句话。
But when I finished visiting with her, she asked me.
她说：“周弟兄啊，现在教会里有多少人在帮忙看望啊？”
She said, "Brother, how many people in the church are helping out?"
我想她的话里的意思是想要去看望弟兄姊妹们，你知道吧
？So what she was trying to say is what she wanted to visit us.
我说：“华先生，你等一等好不好？你等到你这个肚子的问题解决了再来看望好了。”
And I said, "You know, just wait a while. Wait until your problem's over, then we'll see."
我知道我们的，而且事实上他。他服侍这个饭食，一直到前些日才把交给赵玛丽，对不对
？She was helping with the cleaning up.
She's been helping with the cleanup.
我看我们弟兄姊妹们实在是非常殷勤的侍奉。
I see we are very diligent people here.
所以我愿意这样说。
So I'm willing to say.
我们应当在平常的侍奉的时候，就学会在主的里面得到安息。
We need to learn to find rest in the Lord.
这样子叫我们更加能够依靠主。
This will build us our reliance on Him.
叫我们更多能够完全信托他的恩典。
This will allow us to completely give our lives to Him.
好叫我们的心灵得到清醒。
Just like
心灵能够清醒。
Our hearts will be 清醒。
Enlightened.
Enlightened.
我看弟兄姊妹是很有进步。
I see, brothers and sisters, that you have improved.
今天陈老伯在这里，陈海门老弟兄在这里，他也知道我从前是很严肃的人。
Brother Chen's here.
Brother Chen is here, and he knows what a hard worker I was.
A serious person I was.
A serious person I was.
我从前已经把弟兄姊妹训练到一个程度。
I used to be able. I trained them to a certain degree.
训练到一地步，我讲笑话的时候，他们不会笑的。
I had them so serious that when I told a joke, no one laughed anymore.
一直在我说笑，他们才笑。
Only when I said laugh did they dare laugh.
所以我看弟兄姊妹大有进步。
So there's been great improvement.
因为我想我有点改变。
Because I've changed.
我回来的时候听说，徐祥生弟兄也去度假。
When I returned, I heard that.
Johnson.徐祥生弟兄到大峡谷去玩一下。
Okay.
Grand Canyon, Grand Canyon. Grand...
Someone went to the Grand Canyon.
No, not someone. Brother Xu, Brother Johnson, Xu went.
Oh, Brother Johnson went to the Grand Canyon.
大家说是不是徐弟兄？我们是不是为徐弟兄去度假欢喜啊？他实在是应该休息休息。
He needed the rest.
所以我相信我们能够更好的侍奉主。
So I believe that by resting, we'll be better able to serve the Lord.
求主叫我们心中在侍奉的大有喜乐。
God tells us to rest and rejoice.
因为我们应当这样侍奉主。
Because that's what we should do.
我今天信息也不长哈。
Today my message isn't long.
我们就停在这里，好吧？
We'll stop here.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，今天早晨，求你用喜乐的灵膏我们。
Father, I ask you to anoint us today with the joy of your Spirit.
叫我们真明白你的恩典是何等的浩大。
Let us discern your will for all of us.
当我们这样来侍奉你的时候。
When we come before you in worship.
叫我们心中大有喜乐。
With our hearts full of praise.
并且能全然的信托。全然的信靠。
With all the trust we can put in you.
并且叫我们在侍奉一面忙碌的侍奉
Even when we are busy in our own lives,
一面懂得在你里面有安息
Let us find rest and peace in you.
因为你原来就是要我们在你里面得到修养
Because that's what you wanted for us.
你使用我们并不耗费我们天然的生命 You use us, yet not consume us.
You use us, but you do not consume us.
我们感谢你的恩典
We thank you for your grace.
求你今天早晨在这里把你自己的恩典分给我们众人。
Lord, please be here with us this morning.
祝福弟兄姊妹们的聚集。Bless the gathering of the saints.
Bless everyone here, Father.
叫我们弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
Fill us with love.
叫我们能够同心合一地侍奉你。
So we can worship and praise you, Father.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In your Son's most holy and precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.